In Siman Shin Yud Ches Sif Dalet, and we're holding by the Mishnah Berurah, I think Lamed He, which we touched on last time also, but I want to go back and just focus a little more. So we said that normally items which are
gross,
even if they're not cooked before Shabbos, they're not fully cooked before Shabbos, so you cannot be sure of them b'chamim b'shabbos, but you can be mediyach. Hanu shemara lo mikli sheni, so you can pour onto them hot water from a kli sheni, but not from a kli rishon. Why is that? The mikli rishon also larvas lo, you cannot pour on something which is not cooked from a kli rishon. The eri kli rishon is mevashel. The eri kli rishon of mevashel kli klipa. We hold that eri of the kli has the same power as the within the kli itself. If you put something into the kli rishon, it cooks. If you pour from the kli rishon, it also will cook. It only cooks kli klipa, the equivalent of a klipa, which is literally the shell. Now, within the shari laris mikli sheni al gabi de berlach tzaynin the habilei kadocha ba'alma. So, Iri Klisheni works not only in a Dover Yavesh, but it works in a Dover Lach as well. It's not Iri Klisheni is not Mavashal, with some exceptions. What are the exceptions? So, the Shulchan Aruch gave two exceptions, Maliach Yoshin and Min Dag Shenikra Kulyos Hispan. So, one of them is a type of a salted item, and one of them is a type of fish. So what is that? It's referring to dag maluach shashana sha'avra. It's a salted fish which has been sitting in its salted state for a year. And Kriyas Hispanin was a type of a fish also, which by salting it and then pouring hot water on it, it would make it edible. So Iri Kli Sheni on these items is considered the process of making them edible, and that's considered Bishul. This is not a Derabon, this is a Deraisa, presumably Chayav Korban for that. Now the Bir Halacha will point out that this is lav dafka by these things. Anything which we are able to estimate and understand that the nature is that it cooks very easily. So those things we have to be concerned that they can cook even in a klisheni and even iri from a klisheni. That's one point the Bir Halacha points out. We'll see another point that he points out. This is that even though the language of the Shulchan Aruch is gemar malachton, it sounds like the issue is not bishul, but it's gemar malacha, which is like a makra patish. It doesn't mean that it means bishul. And the nafkamina is if it would be a problem of gemar malachton, and this is a problem of makra patish, so then why dafka hot water? If you could, let's say you could make something edible by pouring this, let's say for argument, that what happens is that they salt it, and the salting does two things. One is that the nature of the salt is that it weakens the strength of the flesh which is there, so that it becomes very easily changed into being edible. It works at it over the period of time, and it's maliach hayoshen, dafka v'tz yoshen. It's going to soften it up to the point that just pouring a liquid on is going to make it edible. And number two, it's not edible right now in its salted state. So you need, I take cold water and I pour cold water and I make it edible. I finish the process. So if the problem is makapatish, so it should be osir. So why dafka is the problem over here? Because it's hot is indicative of the fact that the problem over here is not makapatish, the problem over here is bishul. Okay, so that's the two points we'll see in the we got the Bir Halacha. Now, Mishabur continues and says, piece of a gemara. Next line. They're not edible until you do the hadacha. Okay. Therefore, the hadacha is considered bishul. The mashal echol, because that makes it, that is what changes it from being inedible to being edible. And therefore, if you would have other items which through the process of hadacha they become edible. In the Yerideya it talks about the case of if you want to preserve meats to take them on long trips, they would salt them to the point that they're not edible. And then sometime during the trip, when they wanted to eat them, they would soak them or they'd pour water over them, which would remove the salt to the point that it would become edible. So if that's the situation, if the only way you can make them edible is with pouring hot water, then pouring hot water would be asur on Shabbos. Let's say the main issue is not the heat. It's just you need to wash away the salt. So even if I use cold water, it'll make it edible. So then you see that it's not bishul which is changing it. It's this the process of just washing it away. But the Mishmur will point out in the Bir Halacha, there's no din of makapathish by food. Makapathish applies to a kli, etc. It doesn't apply to food. So there's no makapathish. It's not bishul because it works even with cold water. So clearly it's not the bishul which is making it edible. So then even if you use hot water, it's still going to be mutter. Because the issue is, it's not the heat which is doing it. So something which you can, even hadachas mayim tzanin will make it edible. And yisr ladichan b'chamen m'klisheni. So even using chamen from m'klisheni would be mutter.
But normally yuri klisheni isn't mevashel. So why in this case is that worse than cold water? Why is this called bishul if I'm doing something which isn't normally called bishul?
Well, we're saying what we're bringing the chadash over here is even though normally yirik klisheni is not mevashel, but hot water, even from a klisheni, can change something if it's something which is very, very soft and very easy to cook.
Right.
But it's still called a cooking process. It's not a non-cooking process. If it's not heat, like we said, the definition of bishul was changing something through heat. So if I can change it with cold water, so it's not doing heat, it's not bishul. You might want to call makapatish, which that's what the real halacha is.
So how far down can I take it? I think it's just within the
cliche also, as long as it's heat.
No, but if it's like lukewarm water. Is that, if I need lukewarm water, not just room temperature.
No, but once it's not yatsa lettuce, but it's not cold.
Yatsa lettuce is the...
Yeah. Herring. So they had the salted fish called herring, which they would salt it to the point that it wasn't edible. She would have to wash it with cold water and make it edible. Sometimes it's even edible out, sometimes it's not so salty. So and therefore even using mayim chamen for klisheni, it would be mutter because it's not bishul. However, no. Even though it's edible, if you would use tzernin, but when you use chamin, you're using the heat, and therefore it's a problem. So he says, the ma'isa, you should be machmer, even though it's something which could be edible, made edible, using cold, and therefore we could argue that when using hot, it's not the heat which is doing it, it's just the water washing it away. Because haraya, you could even do it without the heat. But the Taz and the Chayyarim are being machmer and saying, but how do you know when you're using heat that isn't the heat which is helping? And therefore it is considered bishul. So you should be machmer not to use heat. Okay. But that's for sure. Next Mishnah says, the chumra is only to use hot. But awal b'tzernin mutal adichoy vaf l'shroy, so you're allowed to... You're allowed to pour cold water on it. You're allowed to soak it in cold water, even though you're making it from inedible to edible, but using cold water. It's like, who cares? Changing something from inedible to edible is not a malacha. We'll see cases like that later on. Over there, it's actually talking about making it edible for animals, but it was inedible for the animal. Now you're making it edible for the animal. You're changing it into an a meichel behema, but it's mutter, because I'll say that that's not considered a malacha. So using cold water to do that is not a problem. Okay. What do you understand?
Make food edible for Adam.
Take something from being inedible to being edible, from making into Michael Behema is mutter. It's a fairish adin over there in Shin Chabdal is mutter. So you see this idea of making something, it's called ashwuye oichlo, making it into a food, it's not also. This over here is not making it into a food. This over here is bishul, which by definition requires heat. Okay. Then the Rambam added, "Wooden called over kosher." Lamed Ches. It's a learner. Darvashu roy lechol chai b'li bishul. It's something which is edible, raw. Ach shu yavesh kosher moed achen roy lechol klal mach mazeh b'li shriya b'chamen. But it dried up to the point that it's not edible right now because of the dryness. So you want to soak it in hot water, which would then it'll absorb the hot water, make it edible. But meanwhile, you use there's heat involved. Dasa the shroshet. The
shroshet.
Yeah, to be soaked. Right. Look, Mr. Burr question. Lomit tzarich on Ramah l'sayim d'havi gemar malacha. The Ramah says it's usher because it's gemar malacha. What do you need those three words for? Tebe le dechol davar yavesh shaloi nisbal shem ibal yoyim. Usher the shroshet b'chamim b'shabbos. Mechanal. You're taking this an item which is not cooked, it's raw, and putting it into hot water on Shabbos. Hot water meaning ounce of lettuce, but you don't have to do that. We had that before. So why did they say it's also because it's Gemar Malach? Yeshlamar, the Tashmina, the Bezesh, Gemar Malach, Yesh 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 Even in a klisheni, we're going to answer it. Even normally, a klisheni would be not also be a rice. It's only also be a rabbanon. It's a mexican mavashel. Over here, it's going to be a derice. Okay.
Why?
Because you're making it from inedible to edible through heat. So even in a klisheni, it's going to be a derice.
What are you making from inedible to edible?
This, whatever it is, I don't know. Whatever the food is.
Speaking of that.
Mm-hmm. Let's do the next piece of Mishabur, Lamates. Also the Shroy. So you can't soak it. Feel the Klisheni. So what the Ramah is saying over here, the Isser of Shri is not only in a Klirishan, which is always also, it's something that's not cooked. And you put it into Klirishan, it's a problem. Obviously, the Klirishan is going to cook it. The Kiddush over here is even a Klisheni, you can't put it in. And if it's something which hadacha with klisheni would make it edible, so then hadacha with klisheni would also be also. Okay, now he moves the rest of the. It's a long
cotton. Also,
hadacha with klisheni. Even hadacha with klisheni would be also. Now the rest of this Mishabura deals with how to make tea on Shabbos. So before we do that, let's see some of the beer halacha and some points up to here. Okay, so I'm skipping the Dimaschutz. Okay, the Dimaschutz is Hispanic. It's the beginning of the line, in the white lines, about 12 lines down. The Shulchan Aruch said two cases, which is the cases the Gemara gives. It's lav daka these. Anything which is thin and soft, so just even pouring on it is able to make it edible. So
we do need to explain this because
so it comes an interesting question. That's that once you're saying it's anything which is dak virach, so what about spices? You have uncooked spices and you want to do iri klisheni on them. We'll see later on that we say that tavlin is actually not cooked in a klisheni. Klisheni does not have the power to cook tavlin, but the many of the modern poskim can assume that that's all talking about if it wasn't ground. So it's the whole herb. So that doesn't get cooked in a klisheni, but once you make into this dabar dak, you grind it like we have our spices, so then it would be a problem that it's possible that klisheni would be mevashel them. So, fine.
It's like adding like salt to soup, something like that.
Salt is different. We'll see, salt is actually different. Salt is not a vegetable, it's a mineral. But you want to put pepper in your soup. Right, so assuming that your soup is a cliche, would be a cliche. So most cases, your soup is probably not a cliche. Right, same. But assuming that your soup would be a cliche, so we would tell you not to put pepper into your soup. Okay. So the next question then comes ground coffee or instant coffee. Right. So I want to pour onto it from a cliché. Am I allowed to do that? So according to this kashash, that it's dak birach. So maybe even a cliché would be mavashal. So I should say I can't pour from a klirishin, from the urn. Even from a cliché, I can't pour onto it. What I could do is put the water into the klishlishi and then add the coffee to it, but I cannot pour it onto it directly.
So
some place can hold like that. Rav Moshe says no, that coffee doesn't have that property. And then at the end of the end of the tshuva, he actually says, this is a tshuva he wrote to Rabbi Eider, in the back of Rabbi Eider's Hilchos Shabbos, which eventually were collected and added into the Igros Moshe. But so he says you should really use a klishlishi when you're making coffee.
Well, that would make sense. Yeah.
Interestingly enough, Rabbi Yashiv was making on it. Rabbi Yashiv, the most traditional verse that Rabbi Yashiv said that the coffee bean is not a dabradak irak. It's not like a leaf or something like that. And therefore the fact that you grind it up doesn't change its status. What the status of instant coffee would be according to him, I'm assuming it would be the same thing. So he would be allowed you to pour onto it from a kishani.
When it comes to the korban, they're supposed to.
Okay.
Is instant coffee mavoshal already?
Instant coffee is mavoshal. We'll see that there is that.
I'm giving up this.
We hold by Debralach, which is Sainon, your Choshish, that there is Bishal, even according to the Rambam. And even though this is a powder, but since it immediately dissolves and becomes liquid, so there's a shara tshuva later on in the siman, it says that we down it like a dabar lach. So preferably, so putting it irikli rishon would not be a good idea. Okay, now the next bir lach of hadachosan. I'm not going to dwell over it, but let's at least touch on some points over here. So Mishra Rosh the son of Motus, he says, the first thing he points out over here is that, like Mishra said, using cold water is Motus, Mashra, Bebes Yosef, Chikosel Yerabu, Shem Aprisha, Toys of Shabbos, Zebra Master Rekech, Vasharachem. Reason Prima Golem, Shiratz Lachadish Dabra. The Prima Golem says no. The Mishum Shani Yochel Lechol Klal, Beli Hadocha. Okay, so the Prima Golem says the chiv over here is not bishul. The chiv over here is makav patish, because you're making from inedible to edible, and therefore mishum hachim makshal beis yosef apardes. The makor is this is a sefer apardes, which is the Rashi. The mayim mutar b'tzayna. So then, why is cold water? If the point is making it edible, even using cold water would be problematic. The iser is making it edible. Don't do with heat. Venisha Bekosha, he remains, the Prima Golem remains with the kasha. I mean, he assumes the pshat is it's because of Makva Patish, and therefore he says, I don't understand why it's on Shemim Mutter. The Ibeans and Levush also said that that's the problem of Makva Patish. Next line, Emazen, Loyne Hira Dabrazeklal, he's wrong. Kartovas Allah, Yer Rabba, the Rashi, Rama, the Mavur, the head of the Chibu, Humishum Bishal, on that Mishnah. This is a Mishnah, the sin of Kuis Hispan and Necha Yoshin, it's a Mishnah, and there both Rashi and the Rama explain that the Isser is Bishal. So, nice Tzvora, but you have your two basic Rishonim in the Pirish and the Sugya are both telling you that that's not the Pshat. Now, So This is the Eli Rabba's cash.
What are you telling you?
That the case of Kliyas Melicha Yashan or Kliyas Hispan are both cases in the Mishnah. That the Mishnah says you cannot pour on them from a Kli Sheni because Hadachosin is Gemar Malach. And that's the Lashon of the Mishnah. This is the quote from the Mishnah. The language is the Shulchan Aruch that you cannot pour on a Kli from a Kli Sheni because Hadachosin is Gemar Malach is the language of a Mishnah. And on that Rashi says Bishul. And that the Rambam says Bishul. They don't say Makav. So you're forced to say that's not the pshat. Now, so he says, so along the way he says that idea of makavatish doesn't apply to food, it only applies to clay, kalim, etc. And therefore, here to me the rain, all the way to the second to last line from the bottom. Here to me the Moreno. He brings different multiple rayas against this pre Megadim. The Indian Makapathish, Bedavar Oichel, who Davar Chadash, and Nimsim Apaiskim. Like, Rishonim do not mention such an idea. It's all of a sudden, it's this idea which is first promulgated by the Levush and the Prima Godim. It's not found any source earlier than that. But Rabbi Yesh Kamastir says that there are many Gemoras which are against it. Koshek Savnu, Lamalo, Kenin Lahakram, Rabdacha Sernim, Mishum Gavna, Kenir Lenin Zaiti Bezer Hashem. So the bottom line is he's not being Choshish for the Prima Godim, and therefore Hadacha B'Tzernim is Mutter. Using cold water is mutter, even though it's making it edible, which had it been makav patish, even cold water would be mutter. No, that's not a problem.
Had it been makav patish, even cold water would have been mutter?
It would have been oser, I'm sorry.
What was the prima godim?
So, now it's interesting that the Yerushalmi on that Mishnah seems to say that the issue is makav patish. It's a Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, and on that Mishnah, the Rishonim, it seems to be that it understands that this is Makav Patish, but none of the Rishonim learn like the Bavli like the Rishonim. They understand that it is Bishul, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Locha, is not being choshish for it, even as a Chumrah, that a person may have such an issue. So there's no dinner Makav Patish when it comes to food. So the interesting questions which come up. So something which I could recount with cold, the Mishavur came along and said, I'll take it to the next step. So that was the Mishavur said, okay, now if it's something which you can reconstitute with cold, just maybe it just won't taste so good because it's cold. And you want to use hot instead. So he came out the mice, and it's better to be macher because of the taz and the chayotim. Say like that, but so let's say you have these what are called those soups, the red the traditional soups, right? You can soak in cold water and it'll become edible, right? So it means it's cooked enough that you don't really need to do the process of cooking it. It's not really edible as is. I guess some people do eat it, but you know, but most people consider it. But since even cold water really can make it edible, so that can be told in this Mishnah over here. Can you use hot water to do that? So with less Yatz Lettuzbog, it's a tehate, but with Yatz Lettuzbog, Mishnah Berurah says it's Roy the Mimachmer. Not to do it. And that would be a problem, even eerie cliche would be a problem. Person discussed making using the soda streams, making soda on Shabbos. If you don't make, there's makav patish ba'eichlin, so you're taking water and making it into seltzer. So let's argue it's makav patish. You hold in makav patish ba'eichlin, so it's mutter. And the Ikrim Sak is that it's mutter. There's no problem with making soda on Shabbos. Which I remember I had a friend up at the soda once, so we have a soda stream machine and we make the soda.
What's the soda stream?
It's a machine you can take you use a manual machine which allows you to inject carbon dioxide into water and make it into seltzer. So some person say b'chlal, that's not an issue. The case of the person we're grappling with, some server talks about the shayla. It's not a new shayla. He didn't have a soda stream machine, right? He was talking about actually using a chemical. They put a chemical into the water and it would react with the water and release carbon dioxide. So that's where you have the shayla. But over here, you're not really doing makav patish. You're not doing anything. All you're doing is injecting carbon dioxide inside the water. So it's the chlal not a malacha. Like, you know, the fact that I figured a way to take carbon dioxide and stick it into the water, so now it's bubbling, like, why should it be osir? Over there, there's a chemical reaction taking place. Maybe that's a problem. So some say chlal is not even a shayla. I remember one Friday night, I had this bacher there, a guest from out of town, was arguing the whole suda that it's osir. Like, he brought up like three times along the way while he holds it's osir.
He said, he always said three times.
Like, you know, I said, no, it's butter, and I said, it's not. No, I said, no, I'm telling you, maka patish, like, again and again and again. I'm like, okay, fine, if you hold a saucer, don't do it. You know, it's teacher's own. But theoretically, according to that that Yerushalmi, there's the Rogachar actually learns the Maestro like that Yerushalmi in the Rambam. And like that, you know, if you accept that Masura, so you would theoretically have a problem. But that's why you could argue nowadays that even what we do nowadays, what is a problem is screwing in the canister. That, you know, it's like the machine is not functional without the canister being attached to it. You attach it and you leave it there for quite some time. So that the post can say that you can't do. So you better make sure you put your canisters running out, change it before Shabbos. Don't rely on changing it on Shabbos or Yom Tov. There's a canister which has pressurized carbon dioxide inside of it, and you screw it into the machine. Once upon a time, there's something called a gasogene, which they used to make soda water seltzer, which was that had a little, it was called a balloon. It was a little thing which was used for very, you know, just a few usages. So that was changed regularly. So there, the person grappled with screwing and screwing out might be mutter. But they have nowadays these things come and it stays in there for a long time. There's a question for Machma. Okay, why don't we hold it here? So we're holding.